Roll with the Flow Radio.
DJ AC.
And Rix.
Roll with the Flow Radio.
DJ AC.
Whoops. We're out here trying to go teach somebody how to go beat someone up with violent procedures.
Yes, so, <sir. laughs>
we don't want to always just start off with a pow, brah. Okay, so, what is this dog? Look, I'm telling you, the dog always tries to get into the show. All right, so, first and foremost.
No.
You heard.
Oh, we almost got a fight going on right here. DJ AC and Wooks. Whoa!
Chill. You already had French toast and all that junk. What you need more for?
Okay. So, why is he looking at you like that? Anyway, so we don't always want to go pull up with a knife, pull up with a gun. That's not always the best way. Sometimes you just need a fist in it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You need some fists. You need some kicks. You need some knuckles. You need something. You know, we don't to teach the viewers on how to do something. We got to show them, but they can't see us. So we can't show them. But you know what we'll tell them? Go for the kill.
Yeah.
Because if you don't kill them, they're going to come right back after you. Wooks, why do you keep trying to touch the sound machine?
All right, tell me. All right, so why are you recommending killing somebody?
Well, oh, wait, this is a family channel. Hurt them severely.
Okay.
Hurt them severely.
But why would you want to...
Well, Junior.
Roman.
You better not come back into this episode. Okay.
Stop. You're being weird. You're like, you and all your 10 personalities.
I don't have 10 personalities. Jimmy's a real person. He is. You guys see him all the time.
Yes, I do.
You're really freaking me out right now.
Okay. Get out of here, man.
Nobody has some asparagus.
So, anyway, to start fighting.
All right, I need to get to school. It's 10:32.
You're going to have to wait. It's not actually 10:32.
This is the time's ahead. No, the time's ahead on that thing. So, basically, Wooks, what you're going to need to do is tell me how you fight.
With a chair.
Whoa, she uses chairs.
All right. Well, people who use objects obviously do not know how to fight.
So, DJ AC, show me how you fight.
How I fight, it depends on the situation.
Well, what are you doing, DJ AC? You don't have to just keep pressing things.
No, it depends on the situation. If you're, like, coming at me, if you're taller than me, then it's, like, it's a little harder.
What if someone puts their acrylic nails in you?
Oh, boy! See? Okay.
Oh!
If someone put their acrylic nails in my face, the long acrylic nails in my face, I literally hate those things. But when you, like, stick them at my face, see, this is what I do.
What happened to Wooks?
All you gotta do is just, like, grab their hand and you punch them in the face and then you grab their nails and
DJ
bend it back.
Wooks just left the studio.
It's all good.
It's all right. I guess she's fired for the day. Okay, so, DJ AC.
Yeah, so I...
Keep going.
Okay, yeah, so I think it depends, like... If they're fat or skinny, because, like, they're fat, man, those things are hard to knock over.
I know. It's like, you're knocking down, like, what are you even trying to knock down? An elephant? A pig? A pot belly for sure. Probably the sweat glands the size of my eyeball. Okay, that's my stuff.
You little
jelly belly, be like pull from Kung Fu Panda, and nothing touches.
All right, stop.
Okay.
I mean, the skinny people are easier to like. Hurt.
Easier to take down,
yeah,
but they're bony.
Yeah, what's the bony thing?
So the bony thing is when they hit you, all you feel is a straight up bone, so you don't feel any meat behind it.
That's true, but, like, you can grab them easier because you can actually grip onto them because they're so skinny.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, the fat people, they're hard to grip onto.
So would you consider, you just, like, would you consider being overweight as
a self-defense?
No, as a self-defense mechanism.
I'm not ready.
Or do you think that's just unhealthy?
That's just unhealthy.
And why is it unhealthy, DJ AC?
Because you're overweight and you have all that fat around you, and you know, it's just a health issue.
Okay, so
you know, I'm just not gonna like go off my opinion on being fat because it's a rude opinion, so I'm just not gonna say it. I'll keep it to myself.
Jesse, you say whatever you want. Say what you want to say.
No.
How about you do?
You know what? Stop trying to expose me right now. How about we talk about your greatest fear?
Well, why are we going to talk about my greatest fear? That's exactly. A personal issue.
Yes, and this is something I should not let out to the public. How I feel about fat people.
You already said it before.
Yeah, no.
Talking about that thing that you told me earlier.
What thing?
About fat people should get.
Let's not talk about it. I can let that part out.
Okay. All right,
I'll be right back.
Okay, so Roll with the Flow Radio got a little actual radio segment because we have a song going on that actually happened not too long ago. Apparently, everyone just left the studio. I'm actually over here by myself because DJ AC is getting the song. So it's pretty cool. Now back to the, I hope DJ AC, DJ AC, you found it. You just skip to the part.
I am.
But this is actually really messed up. Okay. This is DJ AC. You're so fat, yeah. And roll with the flow.
How you say you cut the- Okay, no, that part is not the part.
Family channel. So, yeah, DJ AC just wanted to let that one part out, which is actually very offensive to the fat people of our nation and to the fat people of the world.
That's what it's called.
Yeah. We got to be fat and cash before we get fat and flab, right? That's what we want. Anyway, so being violent and beating people up. I'm sorry we got off the topic, my viewers. Our viewers. The viewers of us. Podcast listeners, radio show lovers. Oh my gosh, who's talking about brown hair and white hair and all that kind of stuff? I'm telling you, there's never time to get quiet in this studio. So, DJ AC, right? So how are you going to go take on a fat person?
How am I going to take them on? Mm-hmm. Basically, you just got to tire them out.
Why? What are you gonna do? Run around them? Make them just swing?
You gotta tire them out first because you know.
How do you tire them out?
Do whatever you can. Like I don't care. You can.
What are you gonna do?
Jumping,
run around?
Running around? I don't care. Like running first, you run from them or something.
Don't think they're gonna conceal their energy. They're people, you know. They're not just dumb.
if they really want to hurt you, they would try to get you.
Yeah, true. So,
but if they don't, you can run at first because, like, I'm not saying back down for the fight. You just run and then go back at them. So, like, you can run away. I think you're running away, and then you turn around and you run towards them. So I'm tired. Now you can do whatever you want.
Well, you suggest a big punch to the gut.
No, that won't faze them.
They don't have any muscle over there.
Yeah, but still, I wouldn't punch them in the gut. First, I would
then
like...
Then we hit them in the gut.
First, you could, like, jump on them or something.
How are you going to jump on a fat person?
It's not that hard. They have a lot of...
You mean jump on their back?
Not on their back. You jump anywhere, like...
So you think they're always on the ground?
No, They don't. They're not on the ground. They're standing up, and you just jump on them, knock them over, like hit them in the temple.
They don't just
in the
fall
temple
like
over
that.
Here.
Do you know the bigger they are, the harder they fall, but the harder it is to knock them down.
Yeah, but if you're like literally on them, they're gonna obviously fall.
You don't weigh that much to a fat person. Just saying.
Okay. Still, you could like, but anyway, they'll be tired, so like they can't do much, you know? You can, it's not that hard. You could like hit them in the back of the knees, they could still fall, you know? There's different ways to make them fall.
He's talking about them, like, never mind.
Yeah, but it's not, you just tire them out.
Tie them out and knock them down. Good idea. So skinny people, you just grab them and go.
Skinny people, you could just like fling them around. Like it depends if you're like.
What about if they're strong, macho, buff?
Then that's harder. Are you talking about like a guy or a girl? Like.
Well, I mean, you are a girl, so you should be able to fight a girl. But if you were to fight a guy, you gotta know what to do. So explain to me on how you do both.
How I'd fight a guy? You see, you could like.
You're talking about the middle kick.
Yes.
I already knew she was gonna go there. I already knew she was planning to go there. And how would you get a girl?
A jacked strong girl? I mean, you just gotta find their weakness. You just kinda like watch the way that they move so then you can find their weaknesses. If you can do that, because I can do that. You can just watch because I can see what they're gonna do, you know? So like
Explain to me on how you see what they're about to do.
I don't know. I just do. Like if I can see what someone's gonna do before they do it.
Uh-huh. So if you know what I mean. So you see the future.
No, I do not see the future.
So do you pick up on their habits or what's going
on? Yeah, you can pick up on their habits. But even if like you can like tell the way like whatever like the way their body shifts.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Uh-huh. So, what would you do? You just tell where they're going and get knocked out?
No, you would not get knocked out. You could, like, dodge the way. But, like,
so, just keep dodging? What, they're going to be quick and strong.
You could keep dodging. You can, like, I don't know. You, like, it depends. Really depends on their height, too. Because, you know.
Okay, we're going to go short. No, actually, we're going to go tall.
Oh, my God. See, tall isn't so hard. Because, like, they're, like, towering over you. And I'm not a tall person.
She's kind of short.
I'm not that short, but I'm not tall. You know?
But so, you know what else?
What?
She'd get beat up by that tall girl.
I don't know.
A big linebacker.
I don't know. I don't know what I do. I don't know. If I'm in the situation, I would know what to do. But I'm not in the situation right now, so I've never.
We're gonna go make up a scenario. The girl is.
Don't say 6 feet. I swear.
5'11".
Oh my.
5'11".
Like, and she's jacked.
Jacked.
Oh, I wouldn't even try to fight her.
Messy hair.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Bright. Yellowish reddish eyes, you know, looking like pus.
All right, I wouldn't even want to touch her.
I can't make a zombie like, okay, I'm playing with you. All right, she has brown eyes. Let's just go with the classic. We're gonna say, no, actually, blue eyes is more intimidating. Blue eyes, blue eyes. DJ C wants blue eyes, but she never got them. Don't even go with the whole baby eyes. Things. I want green eyes too, like a nice green, like a whole like leaf of a tree green. Anyway, so she's that tall. Her muscles are, you know, like I say, her biceps look like, I like. I'm not gonna say 6 inches. I'm gonna say 5 inch biceps. Okay, 5 inch biceps. All right. Legs the size of a tree trunk. A medium-sized tree trunk. Okay, I'm just giving you visuals. And, yeah, you gotta fight that.
Okay. You see, I wouldn't even want to get into the fight with her.
And what would you do to stay away from the fight? Because, yes, Roll With The Flow Radio does need some ways to go escape the problem.
How to escape the problem?
What would you tell her?
I would tell
her. You guys are fighting over, I don't know. The last piece of food.
The last piece of food? I'd give it to her.
No. Not just the last piece of food. I'm just saying the last piece of food for the whole 2 days. You only got that much to eat. And you gotta fight her for it. DJAC.
I would take it and run.
But she's also fast.
Oh my gosh. I told her all this, like, power and stuff.
They gotta know what to do.
The last piece of food, I would try to go find somewhere else.
You don't have any money.
I'd ask my mom or something.
You're stranded.
Oh my
God. On the side of the road. How are you gonna get money? I forgot to add that part.
I'd hitchhike.
Hitchhike to where? You're on the highway.
Exactly.
Yeah, how far? You just stick your thumb out and say, someone help me, and no one picks you up?
Someone
else. Or maybe they pick you up and they say, oh, I got one sandwich left, and then you two are just in the back seat.
Why would both of us be together?
I don't know. Oh, you guys are just...
Cause we'd split it. It's not that big of a deal. If it's one sandwich.
You don't want to split it.
Why wouldn't she want to... Alright, that's just like... So she just...
She's just mean. Out there like...
Oh my God. I wouldn't go in a car with her then. I would like push her out the car and tell the person to run. I mean tell the person to like try to...
But spot they would me. Just stop?
What do you mean they just stop? You push her out the car.
Yeah, but then they think you're a killer. So they have to do something with you too. You gotta think about these situations. You can't just hurt somebody and almost kill them without getting away with it.
No, I would almost kill
especially if people's like, watching.
You know, like
push them out the car on the highway.
No, yeah,
I'm not gonna get hurt or even die.
It's not like there's not a bunch of cars over there.
So you're gonna say pull over, push out the car, and leave. How are you gonna get that strong? Hunk of meat out.
I said. See, when I'm trying to get into the car, I don't let her in, so I go in first.
No, she's been in the car. Oh my dear daughter.
How would you fight over the food if I'm on the side of the highway and she's in the car? What? How does that make
you gotta
sense?
Fight in the car.
What? I wouldn't go in the car.
But that's your only way to get food, dude.
Oh my God. See, then I'd walk.
Okay, she just walked a long distance. So she didn't even try to even talk to the big
no,
girl. I don't know why she would talk. Why she wouldn't even talk to her.
I'll try to compromise.
Not even be nice. She didn't even say she wanted to fight you yet. You guys are just over there over the sandwich. You want it. She wants it. You guys are willing to fight over it. You didn't even try to calm her down. Even negotiate with her. You just wanted to split it in half. And she goes, I don't want to split it in half. And then you just decide, you know, I'm going to push you out the car. You don't seem like the nicest person. You seem like a dirty fighter. Like if you see a rock on the ground, you're probably going to stone somebody before you even lay the first punch. So... DJ AC,
how would you fight a big 6'4" guy?
6'4"?
Yeah.
You know what? You hold the microphone. You want to hear the idea?
Mm-hmm.
First, okay? You kick him real hard in the middle. No specific body parts because we don't say that on our podcast. Hit him right there. And then bring it to the body. Bring it up. Give it to the body, bring it up top.
But what if he like right towers after. Over you and hits you before you even try?
Man, if he hits me first, does he have big punches?
Yes. That guy goes to the gym every single day.
Okay.
No days off.
How big is his arms? Big or small?
Big.
Oh, he's not like a little, he's not like a T-Rex. Mm-hmm.
So. And he can run fast.
He can run fast.
Like Bolt.
Oh, shoot. So. If he could do that, you know. But why are we fighting anyway?
You're fighting because you stole his car.
I wouldn't steal someone's car.
Well, I don't care. You stole. Well, he thought you stole his car, but it wasn't you. But
well, then I would negotiate with the tall, big, strong guy.
He hit you,
and I say, he hits me first. I know I can't take the guy. No, if someone hits me, I'm going to hit him hard. Even if I lose the fight, I'm going to be like a little muskrat out there, you know, just giving it to him. I'll definitely give him a big, you know, I'll hit him in the face a billion times. And if he's trying to hit me and everything, I'll be moving and ducking and dodging. And if he still thinks he can take me down, you know, I'm out of there. And if he tries to catch up...
He can run.
Yeah, he can run, but he can't hide. I'll be hiding somewhere. I'll go into some bathroom and be like, you're not getting.
Because eyes like eagles.
Yeah, but just because, so what? The door is locked. What's it gonna do? Bust through our
you're outside.
Yeah, but like in like what scenario? What's the scenery looking like?
The scenery. I'm not in a mall. Alley.
I'm in an alley.
Yes.
Why would I even be in an alley in the first place? I don't know.
Why would you think you're in a mall?
I don't know. I just had like an idea. Like, shoot, I'm in the mall fighting some guy.
The whole time I was picturing an alley.
Oh no. So the alley, right? So he's out there. Shoot, if there was something over there, then shoot, I would have to like. I didn't want to bring this into this, but I shoot him in the leg.
How did you get the gun?
Don't worry about it.
No, you see, you don't have any weapons on you.
I don't have any weapons on me now? Oh my gosh.
But he does.
He has weapons on him?
No, just kidding. He doesn't have a weapon.
I'd be like, then I'm dead. Okay, so. So I would have to fight him.
I mean, based on your decisions.
Well, I would literally talk to him.
He wouldn't let you talk to him.
But why wouldn't he let me talk to him? He just, you know, like
stubborn.
Just stubborn. I say hello, and he just hits me.
Yeah, because he thinks he stole his car.
Stole my car.
You have
and then,
evidence on you, but you didn't.
So
you were with a guy that stole his car.
Why would How about we just say I bought my own car, and then he thought that was his car that I stole.
Like, no, it was his car. It was his car because he parked it there. He has the keys, and it's gone.
Well, I don't know how he think I did it. I would reason
because
with
you were next to the spot.
Oh my God!
And you were on the phone behind it. You were like turned.
But still, if I stole the car, then why would I be there without the car?
No,
if
listen,
I stole the car.
You were by the spot with the car because the car just left.
But then why would I still be there?
Because you helped steal the car.
I helped steal the car.
I don't know, did you?
I didn't help steal the car. I'm not a thief.
Mm.
So, I don't know what I do. I mean, apparently I can't win this fight.
Would you call somebody?
I mean, how am I going to call if this guy's just randomly swinging and he won't even let me talk to him?
What would I do?
Get my phone out and do one of those paralyzing moves and just make him get stuck like this and get his
Could
neck off?
Could do that? Cooking? See, why didn't you say that?
Because I don't know how to do that move. But I know there is a move where you can't do that. I'd probably do that and then, or maybe I'd just be like, look, chill. I say, whoa, chill. And if he starts to hit me, I dodge and hit him right there and then I'd run. I'd be like a little coward, but it doesn't matter.
You'd run.
I would run.
How would you, if he gets a little hit in the face.
No. I said I'd knock him out and then I'd run. No. I'd have to go for the kill because he's going to send his guys. When he's on the ground, I just keep hitting him. You know what I mean? I can't
you
let him live.
You wouldn't get an object. Say there's an object in the street.
Oh, there's objects? You just said it was an empty alley.
I didn't say it was an empty alley.
Oh. Then definitely I'll find some rocks, some chairs, some something. You know, with some nails and just... You know what I mean? I'm not going to just let him get away with that. I'll be like... You know?
All right, so you're telling me you have to go for the kill so he doesn't get his boys to go hurt you.
Yes.
So you have to kill somebody.
Well, oh wait, we're not talking about killing on this. You're right. Severely hurt him and then call the police.
But would the police think that you did something or that he did something?
I don't know.
Because you're the one that just knocked him out on the ground.
Yeah.
And you're calling the police because...
But then...
And
but
he
then
thinks
if the
that
police...
you stole the car, so now it's going to backfire on
no, no,
you.
No, if he thinks I stole the car, right? He thinks I stole the car. I didn't steal the car. I have evidence I didn't steal the car. Okay?
But you have evidence on you.
But why would I have evidence on me?
I don't know. Maybe someone like put something in your pocket or something.
Then how wouldn't I know? Because hey, take this in your pocket.
No. Someone just slipped something in your pocket.
Stop making this so hypothetical, okay? The cops would be there, okay? They'd hold him down. I get to reason with the big monster guy. And he'd be like, just stuck in the handcuffs.
He's 6'4". He's not like 7 feet. Chill, man.
No, but he's jacked, right? So... So we got him over there. He'd be stuck over there, and in the handcuffs and I'd be able to talk to him and he wouldn't just be fighting me all the time.
You would just call him to arrest you. But listen, if he's on the ground, right?
How would it look if I was there and I called the cops?
Yes, you're over there calling the cops and he's all knocked out, bloody head, okay? Everything, blood all over the place.
I would tell him I have to defend myself. Man would keep trying to hit me. I couldn't even talk to him. And then he would have to admit it because he'd be going crazy. I don't know why the guy's talking like that, but he is. So, yeah, that's what I do.
Okay. All right.
Don't add more hypotheticals to this story. Oh, yeah, so what if?
Just call the cop. Okay.
Yeah.
What happens if there was a short kid?
Oh, my gosh.
Yes? Yes?
All right. DJ AC, we have to move to the studio next door. One second, viewers. We'll be right back. The owner's kicking us out. Said this studio is not for us at this moment in time. This is our original studio. So we took it down to the better one downstairs. So, what's the question?
Yeah,
come over
so
here
this...
so we can't hear me. So they can hear my beautiful voice.
1 second.
Close the door so we get better sound. Ah, I'm out of breath.
Why?
I just went up the stairs. I ate a lot of French toast. Feel like a fat guy. Oh, obese.
All right, so there's a short, fat...
Oh my god. Like these munchkins.
Short is for guys like 5'8", right?
That's not that short.
Yes, it is.
It's not short.
5'8" is short.
And that's 2 inches smaller than me. That's not that short. That's a normal size.
5'7".
5'6"?
5'7" is short. If that's... someone says they're 5'7", if you were 5'7", would you think you're short?
5'7"'s not that small. 5'7" is really small.
Exactly.
I mean, it's not small, but it's like... It's still got a little something on.
Listen.
Especially the fact they got a little... No, they got a little stability.
5'7" is short. I think 5'7" is short.
Give me 5'6".
That's 3 inches taller than me. No. 5'6" is like a girl's height. It's 5'7", okay?
Oh, my gosh.
5'8".
5'7".
5'7". He's fat.
Okay.
And he got something on him.
He got something on him?
I've had... 5'5", fat, got something on him. How's that?
What does he have on him?
A gun.
A gun?
Gun.
Why would he even try to fight that little
midget? No, he's trying to fight you.
Why would he fight me?
I don't know. He thought you were someone else. Got mistaken.
He just went, oh, I'm trying to kill you. Or no, what is he doing? So, he just got a gun and just pointing it at me?
Listen.
What's he doing? Just showing me his gun in his pants, and I'm just like,
What's going on? See, listen, he is mistaking you for somebody else.
This episode's going on too long.
Way too long. It's gonna shorten. This is the last scenario.
Okay.
So he.
Okay.
Has something on him.
He got a gun on him, okay?
Yeah, he got a gun on him, and he's 5'5". He's a very short little midget.
Okay.
Okay. And he mistaken you for somebody else. He thought you were someone else. His boy sent him to kill you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you got nothing on you.
Okay.
What would you do?
What I do?
Yes. He comes at you. Comes out of his car, okay?
What do you mean he just comes at me? He just opens the car door and just shoots me?
No, he doesn't shoot you. Yet.
Not yet. So I can't win... Anyway,
you can, you can win. You can win.
He didn't shoot,
you. So he goes up to you. And he said, I don't know. He says like something. Make up something in your head that he said.
No, you got to tell me what he said. Because it could be any word.
Well, say he just goes, hey! And then he goes up to you. Because his boy sent him to hurt you or kill you or whatever he wants to do to you.
I will wave to him. hey. Be like, hey. You know what I mean?
And he pulls over the car and goes, Erk! Okay, right? And he gets out the car.
Oh, if someone did that, I'm running.
You'd run.
If anyone pulls up their car like that, I'm out of there. I don't know what's going on. I'd be serpentining all over the place.
Okay, that's what you need, run.
And then he, like, gets out of the car and he goes, hey, stop moving. He says, don't move.
I would run. I would keep going. Like, he's going to tell me what to do. I got
to
live.
He gets back to the car and he follows you.
He can't follow me if I'm in a store.
I never said it to
I don't know
store.
Why I keep thinking I'm going to the store.
You're in the street,
there's
man.
There's a street. There's like a store all over the place. Okay. What, are we in the country now?
No, you're in like,
I don't know why some country boy would be like, oh, kill him.
No, you're about by like a bunch of houses and stuff.
So I'm in the suburbs.
No, you don't have to be. You can be in the city with no stores. There's not stores everywhere, you know.
You can be in the city without stores. That's that one of the dumbest things I ever heard you say.
You can be in, like, not every street has stores.
Yeah, but you can find a store around you.
It's nighttime. You think people get you in the daytime? Not as often.
I can... Okay, I don't know why that made any sense in your head, but there's still going to be stores around.
They're closed.
So all the stores are closed? So what what time?
Listen, no, I told...
You know corner stores that's open 24-7 all the time?
Listen. I told you that...
Okay, I don't even know how...
You're around a bunch of houses. Like, you know how, like, our street has houses?
Yeah, but there's still stores right down the street. That
right down the street.
Walk
where?
To and run to.
Tadashi?
It's the YMCA. Tadashi. Oh, I don't want to expose that location.
Okay. So you'd go to the YMCA?
No, that's going to be closed.
Exactly.
I'd probably go to a church. No, who shoots in a church?
You never know. People would be like church shooting.
Yeah, I know.
Anyways, so you'd run into a church.
Possibly.
Church doors are not always open, you know. They lock it.
Oh, yeah, they do lock doors in church. I'd have to break in.
Especially if it's during the week.
I'd have to break
you'd
in.
You'd break into someplace.
Yeah. Or maybe someone's house. Who said there's houses around? I'd probably go break into some people's houses and like hide in like their house. And then there's going to be a little girl going, there's a strange man over here. And the dad's going to be like, go to sleep.
Don't you think that it's easier for someone to get you when you're in someone's house?
Well, yeah, I'd be in their house and I'd keep running in people's houses and out them. Like I'm some kind of sick weirdo. But I'd be calling the cops the whole time because I'm going to need some support. Or if I don't call the cops, I'm going to call some.
But you didn't see the gun yet. He didn't even see the gun
that I'm
yet.
Not even talking about on this radio show because that would be messed up to even mention their name. So no snitching rule. So call them up to go, you know, help me out with the situation.
And go shoot him.
Well, I wouldn't because he has a gun on him. I don't have nothing on me. I'm running through people's house like a maniac.
Okay, so you just run away from him.
Yes, because he has a gun on him.
Okay, so now you know what his weakness is, everybody.
I'm scared of weapons.
Okay, so that's what you do.
If you were about to say you're scared of 5'5" people, there would have been an issue. All right, I think episodes went way too long. Roll with the Flow Radio.
DJ C.
And we out. Oh, Wooks is out, so let's just make a voice for Wooks. Wooks, and we out.